You're listening to Arise All Is Well, the official podcast of Arise Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Pastor Keith Taylor II. Each week, we bring you a powerful message of truth, hope, and faith, recorded live from our Sunday service. New episodes drop every Tuesday. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get into today's word.
God chooses you. So before we talk about what's happening in this verse, I always like to give you context. I want to go back to in history so you can kind of understand what's going on, okay? So y'all remember on last Sunday we were in the book of Exodus. We were talking about it's in the blood, right? So that's the children of Israel that got free. Now this is later on down the line. The children of Israel decided they wanted a king. They wanted to be like all the other nations. So this is after the era of the judges, okay? So they started having different judges over them. And then they decided, we want to be like all the other nations. When they had God, who was their king, God was like, I'll just be your king. They're like, no, we want to have a king like everybody else. We want a king that we can see. We want a king that we can touch. God's like, okay, how many of you would rather have God? Yeah, I'd rather God be my king than any man. So they were like, we want a king that we can feel, that we can see, that we can touch. So they picked out, listen to this, the children of Israel picked out Saul because he was tall, because he was handsome, because he was good to look upon. So they picked out Saul. They looked at the outer appearance. They said, he'll make a good king. Let's choose Saul. All right? And so we find ourselves finding out that it's not always what it seems. Just because something looks good on the outside don't mean it's good on the inside. I know some of y'all not picking up what I'm putting down, so let me help you. Have you ever been to a family cookout and the macaroni and cheese look good on the outside, but you take one bite and you like, oh, nah, this ain't how mama used to do it. This ain't how grandma used to do it. You tricked me with that foolery. I thought that was gonna be, y'all don't know what I'm okay. Okay. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. So have you ever been in somebody's car and on the outside, it was brand new. I mean, it was bad. It was clean. They keep them crystal clean. You're like, oh, this is the newest 2023, whatever. This is about to, I can't wait to get in this car. You get in the car, the AC ain't working, you hot. It's 110 degrees outside. You in there baking. On the outside, it looked amazing. On the inside, you in there sweating out your perm. You can't believe it. You're like, if you don't roll these windows down, everything on the outside that glitters ain't gold. Okay. Y'all not feeling what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you some mustard so you can catch up. Have you ever been on a date? If you ever been on a date, so just look forward, don't incriminate yourself. If you ever been on a date, and on the outside, she, he, whatever, they looked like what you wanted. They said all the right things when y'all was texting. When y'all was on the phone, you walking around the house pacing, you all excited, I got me a good one. Oh my God, this is about to be the one. He look good, she look good, she smell good. Oh my God, I can't wait for this date. You go on the date, they still looking fire. You're like, okay, cool. This might be my last first date. On the outside, it was everything you thought you wanted. Then they opened up their mouth. They started talking. They ain't got no job. They ain't got no money. They don't have no ambition. They don't even know how to treat a woman. They don't even know how to treat a man. But on the outside, it was everything you thought you wanted. That's how it was with the children of Israel. Amen? Looks can be deceiving. So they wanted Saul because of how he looked on the outside. Let's find out about Saul, though. So go with me, if you will, to 1 Samuel chapter 15. So our key verse is in chapter 16. We're going to go to number 15 really quick so we can find out a little bit about Saul. And I'm going to give y'all time to get there. While you're doing it, I'm going to tell you something that Saul did. So Saul, he started off humble and meek and listening to what God was saying and being a man of the people. And then he was going to war, okay? And as he was going to war, it looked like the Philistines were giants. All right, in the land. And it looked like the Philistines were about to kill a lot of the Israelites. So he was waiting for Samuel, who was the prophet, to come into the land to do the sacrifice unto God. I got to hear what God is saying before we go in this war, because it's looking like we're going to lose. So the Philistines had 30,000 men, Saul only had a couple hundred. He was like, oh no, I can't, I don't know, I need to wait on the man of God to come so I can hear if we're gonna go into this battle or not, all right? And so at the time, Samuel was taking his sweet time. Have you ever been waiting on a word from God and you ain't heard it? Samuel was taking his sweet time, and Saul got impatient like a lot of us. He said, you know what? I know I need to wait on the man of God to come, but I'm gonna go ahead and just do it myself. Some of us got that do it myself spirit. I know I've been waiting on God to move in this way. I know I've been waiting on God to intervene on my behalf, but I'm gonna just go ahead and help God out. Anybody, can y'all witness on that? Anybody ever felt like, I just need to help God out? I'm gonna go ahead and do it my, all right, so Saul said he gonna help God out. So here's what he did. He made the sacrifice that the priest was supposed to make. He was out of order, he was out of line. So he killed the fattened calf and then sacrificed it unto the Lord instead of Samuel because he couldn't wait. And right when he got done with his sacrifice, that's when Samuel showed up. Samuel like, what you doing, bro? What you doing, man? So I was like, well, you've been taking forever and I need to know how we're gonna go into this battle. And in that moment, God already knew his heart wasn't pure. Now we find ourselves in chapter 15. All right, so in chapter 15, that was something that Saul already did. Now here's what else Saul does. Verse 1, and Samuel said to Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people. Now therefore listen to the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I have noted what Amalek did to Israel in opposing them on the way when they came up out of Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them. But kill both man, woman, child, infant, ox, sheep, camel, and donkey. Kill everything. So God tells Saul, he forgives him for that trespass. I'm going to let you keep breathing. I'm going to let you stay king. I'm going to let you keep moving forward. I'm going to give you another chance. How many of y'all guys give you another chance? Okay. So he gives him another chance. Thank God for being a God of the second chance. He says, listen, this is what I need you to do, though. Amalek has done my people dirty. I know some of y'all don't realize this, but Amalek, this army, this people, they started attacking the children of Israel right when they came out of Egypt. Remember how we heard they came out of Egypt? So when they got out of Egypt, the people of Amalek was like, oh, they're vulnerable. They ain't got no weapons. They don't know how to fight. They've been slaves for 400 years. We're about to take advantage of them. So they started attacking them. But how many of us know God don't forget? So God said, oh, you want to touch my people? You think you're mad? You're going to get them when they first come out of Egypt. I got you. So now that Saul is king, God says, Saul, go get him. And here's what I want you to do. Kill everything. Kill the babies, kill the sheep, kill the donkey. I want you to kill it all, Saul. Now Saul, because he looked good but wasn't good, this is what he does. We're not going to read it all. I'm going to give you the Keith Taylor version. Here's what Saul does. He says, look, to his people, I want y'all to kill everybody, but don't kill the king. Leave him. We're going to leave the king. You know what else? The best of their cattle, the best of their sheep, the best of their goats, we're going to keep that for us too. But everything else, we're going to kill. So that's what he does. Now, God sent me here this morning to tell some of us, because we've been halfway obeying God, we've been three-fourths obeying God, it's time for you to kill the thing I told you to kill in your life. You've been having one foot in and one foot out, and I told you to let that thing die. I told you to let lust go. I told you to leave that relationship. I told you it's time to move forward and kill it all. And you said, I'm going to kill almost everything because I want to hold on to his phone number. I'm going to kill almost everything because she might call me one more time, so I'm not going to block her. I want to kill almost everything. I'm going to kill almost everything because I might go back to that job one more time. I'm going to kill almost everything because I might need to hang on to that relationship, but God said, kill it all. Look at your neighbor and say, kill it all. Just look forward. You ain't got, don't tell yourself. I ain't judging nobody. This is what God told me. I told you, I'm talking to God. You're just in the middle of our conversation.
That was today's message on Arise, All Is Well. We pray it stirred your faith and reminded you that no matter what you're facing, all is well. If this podcast blessed you, share it with someone you love, and be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music so you never miss a word. Want to support Arise Church? You can give by searching Arise Church on the Givelify app or text us at 833-702-5876 to learn more about ways to give and get connected. For prayer, events, or to join us in person, visit arisechurch.org or follow us on social media at Arise Church. Until next time, keep the faith, stay in the Word, and remember, all is well.